morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Well, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Fauci and his emails. I still stand behind the guy, but Adam will have some compelling arguments that it all went bad because it was an election year.
First, let me tell you about LifeLock. Celebrate getting your COVID-19 vaccine, but don't post your vaccine card on social media. It contains personal information like your name, birth date, and other information that criminals could use to steal your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances, credit, and your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. It's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got to get it on, Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician person with an addiction medicine special person.
Special, yes.
What's going on, Drewski?
I figure we need to talk about Dr. Fauci and the emails a little bit, and I want to get some of your thoughts. Before we do, I want to mention our buddy Jordan Harbinger, different kind of sponsor for us, the Jordan Harbinger Show, wide range of fascinating topics and guests, professional art forger that made millions while being chased by the feds and a mafia and the mafia, and on the episode of birth control and how it can alter partners we pick and even change our personalities. Apple named the Jordan Harbinger Show one of the best of 2018. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life. Jordan is a smart guy. He's had a crazy life experiences, speaks multiple languages. We enjoy the show. You will too. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show, H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N Nancy, G-E-R, Jordan Harbinger Show on podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. It is the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right, Drew. What's going on there, bucko?
So the emails and Fauci. Let me just ask you first. Do you have any thoughts about that? You've been thinking about it, reading any of that stuff?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the usual. If you watch CNN, it's nothing to see here. And if you watch Fox, this is damning evidence.
Right.
You know, the emails don't feel real, like, smoking gun, gotcha, like, aha.
Right.
And they're, you know, sort of tastefully worded. But if you drill down on them a little, you will see some truths sort of trickle out in a kind of eloquent way.
Yeah, well, the problem is it stands out in relief against some of the public statements.
Yes, that's the issue. That's the issue.
Yeah.
He doesn't really think masks are very effective. There is one part of it, which is, you know, he got somebody contacted him and said, hey, I think, you know, some virologist or something said, I think this thing's coming out of Wuhan.
Yeah.
And he did a sort of email to his associate that said, like, hey, tomorrow we got work to do. And something that no one has said, but it's kind of interesting, a little bit, which is this sort of cryptic, hey, we got work to do.
Yeah.
That day is a Saturday. And all I'm saying is it's not unthinkable that people work on weekends, for sure. But if you get a note on a Friday, you know, if I got a note on a Friday that was kind of neither here nor there, I might say to my assistant, Matt, hey, Monday, let's talk about this. But I wouldn't go drop everything you're doing. We got work to do Saturday.
Yeah.
It suggests a little level of urgency.
Yes, unless the only pushback would be they were doing 7 days a week during the pandemic routinely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not unthinkable.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I don't know that they were doing 7 days routinely. I know, you know, Fauci was showing up on the Sunday talk shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that meaning I work weekends too, but I don't tell my lieutenants, hey, you got to work too on Saturday.
Yep.
That's I'm going to go do meet the press on Sunday.
Yes.
Kind of thing. So I don't, you know, again, it's not, aha, gotcha. It's just you get this email saying, hey, we think it's coming out of Wuhan, and you don't go, hey, that's an interesting thought. Maybe it is coming out of Wuhan. You just say thanks, and then you say to your lieutenant, hey, we got work to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then whatever that work is, that's redacted. We're not going to – you're not privy to what that conversation.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's interesting.
Yeah, what it was is and again, I'm not a scholar on this subject, but it's basically we need to get everyone on the phone. And the conversation of everyone on the phone, that's classified.
And he then went on to argue that the certain genetic quality of particular structures in the virus were consistent with animal viruses.
Yes.
And so he went that direction based on objective data. It wasn't like he just invented it out of whole hog. He went that way because now maybe he had a cognitive bias for some reason against the Wuhan lab theory. And you could argue that he should have said, well, here's the thing that bothers me, is that from the beginning, the attitude seems to be towards the public, you can't handle this. You can't handle the truth, which used to be something that the right was criticized for, mm-hmm. right? For being, you know, treating the public as some sort of
we do it with like wars, you know what I mean?
Right.
You cannot handle, you know, an orphanage was hit by a grenade,
yeah.
And we're not going to tell you about that,
yeah.
Because you can't handle that,
right? But now you can't handle this is still going on to this day.
Mm-hmm.
As it pertains to, for instance, the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being super transparent about what's going on there so people can make informed consents. We're supposed to be getting informed consent for medical procedures. How are you informed unless you have a transparency? But it's you can't handle it. Just get it, which I understand that there may be a greater good at hand, but it's a pretty interesting ethical stretch. Not only that, people like me that have had COVID – really no indication, no evidence that we need the vaccine. So in a sense, us getting the vaccine is utilizing an unnecessary medical procedure, which is considered anathema. Like you never do that. You never give people procedures they don't need. And yet I'm clearly did that. I could the government required me to get a vaccine to leave the country, even though I don't need it. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I did it. Okay.
That's the other. So Here's in my mind, from a lay person, here is my general overarching sense of the thing.
The thing being?
The entire chapter we're in.
The Fauci. Okay.
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 I'm a lay person.
Yeah.
When I start hearing that everyone needs to mask up, but it doesn't really matter if you pull your shirt over your face And, you know, if you're on a flight, you know, we'll hand out the pretzels, the mask will come off, and then we'll hand out the drinks. As a layperson, now it all feels dubious to me. How important are these masks? How functional are these?
Well, let's put it this way.
I see guys wearing paper masks that they had shoved in their jean pocket, you know, while they're walking from the long-term parking at the airport to the, and then they clumsily put the mask on, but it's not hooked over both ears, you know, that's down around their mouth when they're eating a sandwich, like standing by the baggage carousel. Little weird little things to me. For instance, LAX, the largest group gatherings in LAX are the baggage carousels.
Yep.
Those are, according to all the science, that should have been ground zero for spreading of the disease. Okay, bags up. There is no social distancing going on at a baggage carousel.
Yep, correct.
The Starbucks at LAX, they have a Starbucks down on the ground floor. The Starbucks is 32 feet away from the baggage.
Yeah.
So you see a long line of people waiting to get the Starbucks and then a huge group of people gathered around the baggage carousel. And everyone who got their Starbucks has their mask around their chin, holding the Starbucks, drinking out of it whilst waiting for their bag to come around.
Yep.
Okay, you are not encouraging people to wear masks if you have this Starbucks that's open right across the way from the baggage carousel. And again, half the people around the baggage carousel are wearing their mask properly, the other half aren't, and none of them have a proper mask. There's all different forms of masks, but most of them are just sort of paper throwaway masks, and you can see daylight coming through the side cheek pocket and stuff like that. So it struck me as a lay person that this mask thing, this, you know, you have to wear it, it's, this is going to stop the spread, blah, blah, blah. I immediately went, I don't see evidence of that. We're way too casual with this.
Here's the interesting thing. So there's multiple interesting parts of that observation. One is, when you walk into the ICU, take care of a COVID patient, you're not pulling your mask down to have a drink.
Right.
You're keeping your mask on when it really matters.
Yeah, I said when you're spraying lacquer, you're not standing in the lacquer booth taking a sip off a Gatorade with the thing around your chin.
Now, what they told us, if you remember, was that the mask was to protect other people, right? And the only thing that they really that's what they told us.
No, they said no. I disagree. Okay. They said wear a mask.
They didn't specify.
It's for everybody.
All right. But when they were saying it, they were saying, well, it's the droplets you put out. We want those droplets to stop.
What happened was, is you said, one said, some said, I'm an American. I choose not to wear a mask when I walk down the horse trail. And they said, it's not for you. It's for that. That was their rebuttal to people going, this seems like theater, wearing a mask on a beach. Yeah. To you, it does. This is for others. You're going to infect other people.
And back to the ICU. It gets controversial because you go back to the N95 mask in the ICU. That N95 is to protect you, not protect the patient.
Right.
And there's good evidence. I interviewed a woman who said the N95 was better at creating aerosols. So in terms of exposing other people to the virus, an N95 mask may have made things worse, which is why that we were not being recommended to use N95s all the time. Mm-hmm. It would protect us, but might make things worse for other people, which is really kind of an interesting thing that was never played up, by the way.
Let me circle back to something here.
Yeah.
Fauci did the, you don't need to wear the mask, and then he did the, well, you do need to wear the mask. I just said that because I didn't want there to be a run on masks.
Yeah.
The run on... 94% of the people I see wearing masks are wearing paper, disposable, nothing masks. Was he worried about a run on those masks?
For a minute.
There was
actually a shortage of surgical masks for a second. But that was like a five-minute window while we worked on distribution. You know?
Yeah, those things seem pretty ubiquitous.
They were.
All right,
they
keep going.
So the other thing is that when you look back now at the pandemic, I mean, look at the curves. Just look at what happened in the winter, right? When we had all the lockdown was then. Mm-hmm. The mask, the lockdown was in full effect when we had the big outbreak. It wasn't in effect because we had the big outbreak. It was already in effect when the outbreak started. Remember? No Halloween, no Christmas.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Oh, thank God I never listened to anybody ever about anything.
And by the way, you were exposed to somebody with COVID on Christmas. We had dinner together Christmas Eve. I was sick that night.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't transmit.
No.
Didn't transmit. Mostly because we sat outside and...
Yeah, whoever. Anyway. I mean, mostly because of who knows. We
right.
sat
who
at
knows.
The dinner table for exactly. 2 hours first.
Exactly. So the outbreak is this... is what it is. And then when we actually have an effective treatment, which is the vaccine, it just goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have an effective treatment, you see what happens. Shoop, it
right.
falls off. So how can you say the masks are effective, especially when, again, I'm not saying don't wear a mask. I wore a mask, got COVID wearing a mask, but whatever. Maybe I didn't transmit to a few people because I wore a mask out of, when I was out and about. But the mask in all the studies, there was a famous Danish study in New England Journal of Medicine that was considered to be the gold standard, and it showed 15% efficacy.
Right.
Many of the other studies showed no efficacies.
Yeah.
So the best case is that it was a 15% on the margin. So, okay, we wear it for that 15%,
like,
maybe.
They did the same thing with masks as they did with kids. You know, like, oh, there's a 10% chance your kid could die, or it's 0 to 10%. Oh, it's 0.01, whatever. Okay. I get it. I just don't get why other people don't get it.
Well, the mystery to me was why you glory in not getting it. You know, why you're rewarded by wearing the mask and
one
being
is,
in the hysteria.
Yes.
One is, yeah.
Yes.
That's the part that's mysterious to me. People not thinking about it, just following their leaders, I get that happens. But glorying in it, that's a mystery to me. That's a mystery.
All roads lead to narcissism, Drew.
Yes, it does.
All right. Let me tell you about Moink. That's right. Just four companies control 80% of the U.S. meat industry. Big food crushes the little guy. You can help change that with MoinkBox.com. I'll tell you how to spell it in a minute. Moink delivers grass-fed and finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door, helping families become financially independent. Helping family farms.
Ooh. Nice.
That's right. Family
That's
farms,
cool.
smaller farms,
I love it.
The little guy, not the big guy, the little guy. Russians can't hack into them, man. So Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and other junk you find in prepackaged meat aisle. You can sign up for moinkbox.com/ADS and you get a year of ground beef free. Oh, I love it. I love their ground beef. It is moinkbox.com/ADS. Right, Matt?
That's right. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/ADS right now. And listeners to this show get free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of
wow.
the best bacon you'll ever taste.
Come on.
But for a limited time. Spelled moinkbox.com/ADS. That's moinkbox.com/ADS.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and finish this conversation right after this. All right, Drew. So I
feel like, I think I mentioned on previous shows, that when Fauci said publicly, maybe this thing came from a Chinese lab, it all of a sudden opened the floodgates to everyone having a freer opportunity to discourse. For instance, the conversation we just had, I feel much more comfortable having now. Because for some reason, him just going, maybe let's look at it. It was a green light to look at a lot of things that
mm-hmm.
have been suppressed. You can't handle it. So I feel like we're going to be talking about stuff that would get you canceled 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and now we can have conversations about stuff just to kind of consider these things. And to that point, what I've just raised the issues I've raised about Fauci does not beg the issue that I still believe that if you come down, I know lots of you hate Dr. Fauci and you think I'm an asshole for defending him, I think you'll be on the wrong side of history. And let me tell you why. I've been through four pandemics with this guy. HIV and AIDS, he was brilliant. MERS and five pandemics, SARS-1, MERS, and H1N1. And he has been a leader, and now COVID, he has been a leader in every one of these pandemics, and his judgment and his ability to get us through them have been exceptional.
Yeah.
Which is why I've said from the beginning, we shouldn't be listening to governors. We should listen to this guy. And I said it at the beginning. I said, he'll be excessive, he'll be conservative, but he'll get us through this thing, because I've been through it four times with him.
Yeah, but you're missing a key element here.
What's that?
You're missing Trump.
Trump derangement.
And you're missing the New World Order. He got corrupted in this round.
Maybe.
I told you guys after the Black Lives Matter rally thing he was in. He'd been weaponized. He'd been politicized. He was in. And he was in with politicizing with the lab as well. And many things. How about just schools? He should have been saying schools should be open for a long time.
He did.
Yeah, but then you have to walk it back all the time.
Well,
he didn't.
Right.
He wasn't vocal about it. He got slapped.
In the beginning, he was vocal.
He got slapped by the teachers' unions, and then he had to bring it back.
That's
he
true.
Got corrupted on this particular virus. He may have been great. Look, there wasn't. Not everything was politicized in the past. The virus wasn't politicized. You were now free to do your job.
Yep.
Once things become politicized, look, Delta Airlines was Coca-Cola. They were free to do their jobs. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not in the last 10 minutes. You had to choose a side. So Fauci had to choose a side, not just deliver information.
So you opened that assessment by saying,
which is a dance. I mean, there obviously. I'm not saying he doesn't believe.
I get you, and I accept that as a reasonable interpretation of what happened here. And it might be actually. I'm prepared to accept that that's true.
It's all in the Black Lives rallies. But, it's all there. That's it. He should have his 100%.
Or he should have said, hey, the virus doesn't transmit outside, which would have been another position for him to take that he did not take at that time.
Right.
He could have done that.
Well, he could have done that.
The information was there.
Then we wouldn't have locked down society.
Right. So
don't tell me. All you have to do is look at his comments.
Yes, I understand.
Gary will find it.
Remember. I remember. It was disturbing where he just wouldn't answer the questions.
You're talking about with Jim Jordan?
Yes.
You've highlighted a lot. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I forgot where I was going with this, except to say
you're saying he's good at his job. I'm saying he used to be good at his job, and then Trump came into power.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and it was an election year.
Yeah, but is what's underneath what you're saying, which is a viable thing, which is that he got corrupted by Trump derangement syndrome.
He got corrupted.
Not that he suffered from it, but that's why he got corrupted.
Here's how he got corrupted.
Yeah.
He was being celebrated by people who had Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm.
I don't know that he had it.
Right.
He was being celebrated.
But that corrupted him.
And he was the toast of the town.
Yeah.
And everyone on MSNBC and New York Times, and they loved, I mean, they're St. Fauci. And
But you Trump know, loved was, him too, though.
Hmm?
Remember? Trump loved him too, at the beginning anyway.
It's funny when you see... When you go back to like March of 2020 and he's standing at the podium, Fauci is, with Pence on one side of him and Trump on the other, and he's saying, we have no evidence that this thing came from a lab in Wuhan. We believe that it was transmitted. It shows the characteristics of something that was passed from a bat to a human.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to watch Trump's face. Trump's just sitting there going, fuck this little guy. He just went up there and fucking pulled the rug out under me. Yeah, it's an interesting read if you look at Trump's face.
Wow.
Trump's like, because, you know, 10 minutes earlier, Trump said, we think it's from Wuhan. And now your guy's up there telling everyone, nah.
Interesting.
And by the way, the Trump derangement people are like, Trump, what he does is he surrounds himself with puppets and then he pulls all the strings. It's like, oh, yeah? Why is Fauci up there just fucking torpedoing your point?
Interesting.
Why didn't Fauci get on with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? Why didn't he come out and go, hey, I'm a fucking virologist. I don't see any problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why didn't he do that? Silent.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Yeah, Trump derangement.
Well, he doesn't have derangement. He was being so celebrated by those who do.
Yeah.
that he liked the spotlight.
Yeah.
And when Jim Jordan cornered him and asked him about Black Lives Matter, his thing was, oh, how's this going to go over on NBC or MSNBC or CNN? I have this great, I'm going to all the cocktail parties now. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen if I do take a stand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can watch it. When is this from, by the way?
The video was uploaded on July 31st of 2020. I can go confirm whether or not.
You can confirm it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
He's already lying right there. He's a virologist. Well, yes, the government shut the beaches down. They shut the churches down. They shut the ballparks down. Do you want them to limit protesting since large groups are dangerous?
By all accounts, there are numerous articles from the 31st of July, so this was the very end of July. Maybe it was the 29th or 30th.
So he was going, what do you mean? Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, five liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement. That avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protests? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured. But no limit to protest. But, boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never said
this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own.
He's lying. I mean,
he's not lying. He's
He's doing, this is how smart people lie. Is there any other way to describe that? I'm not going to opine on, you've opined on everything. You've had an opinion on everything all the time.
What the truth would have been, you correct me if this is wrong, the truth would have been, I make recommendations, I don't tell people what to do. And here's my recommendation, avoid crowds.
Well, he was doing this thing where it's like, I can't go out and stop people. No, you can. It's not how the government works.
Right.
You're the expert. You say, I think Major League Baseball games should be shut down, and then we shut down Major League Baseball games.
Right.
You don't go to the stadiums. You make a recommendation.
But they were jousting, and I think Jim Jordan missed a little bit of the opportunity that you're pointing out. He should have been specific. Like, you opined on the baseball stadiums.
Yes.
They shut them down. Would you opine on these if the government asked you?
The government doesn't need to ask him.
Yeah.
That's his position. He's setting policy. He wouldn't do it. That's when I didn't say the guy – at that moment, I didn't say this guy's a bad man.
Yes.
And I didn't say I'm never going to listen to anything he ever has to say again, although I might have.
Right.
I thought to myself, okay, I see where he is now.
Yeah.
I understand where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And where he is not where I'm at.
He's
on the other side.
And I don't disagree with you. I'm just making the point that I think you're going to be on the wrong side of history. When the dust settles, he will end up okay.
He'll end up okay because we'll make him okay.
I think because he will have been right in a lot of respects. He will have done some wrong things.
Listen, you're never going to be – if the answer is this. Drew's looking at his phone.
Yeah, go ahead. The answer is this.
If I say, look, to my son, never ride a motorcycle, never go in the swimming pool – never ride a skateboard, never ride a mountain bike, never leave the house, I will be right.
Yes.
When he's safer.
That's right.
But that's not how society works. Yes, he will be right because he wants everyone, don't go anywhere, don't do anything, and shut down.
I don't think he ever said that. That's the thing. He really didn't. That was stuff the governors did. He said no big gatherings. He didn't say shut schools. He never, ever said that.
Well, we'll see if we can find anything on him. The point is he may not have ever said shut schools, but when did he come out vocally and say, this is ridiculous. Kids need to be in school.
It happened for a minute, then he got smacked down.
All right. Well, who smacked him down?
It was the government, obviously, the administration.
Well, then I'm saying that's not a good look historically for you if you get smacked down by the teachers' unions.
I agree.
Or by Black Lives Matter.
I agree.
Okay, then shut up. Credit Karma. Credit Karma. That's right. Credit Karma money. Checking account where you can win daily instant karma purchases, reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card. If you win, you'll be notified on the spot, and your instant karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Credit Karma Money has already given away over 3 million to over 50,000 members. Open an FDIC insured account for free. No minimum balance required, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals at up to 50,000. 50,000. They have 50,000 ATMs. When you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million, right, Matt?
Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms applies. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated, member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
All right.
Want to take a call up there? Let's talk to Sam.
Sam.
The only one.
Seattle.
Hi.
Hi, guy.
Hi. First, something that's old and new, a digital exam.
A digital exam. So Drew doesn't know the game. That Sam, that is goddamn excellent. That is so good, I'm going to ask you if it's yours.
Yeah, I did just. Because I remember Drew talking about digital exams and prostate, and you know that we do digital exams now online, but a digital exam has been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's not as old as old and new. The tablet, see,
right?
Yes,
nothing. It's hard to beat the tablet.
Yes, because that goes back to the Ten Commandments. It's the tablet.
The digital exam, I'm guessing.
But the
go
tablet,
back
I think
far.
That's why they named it the tablet, is to sort of harken back to
it's still the tablet.
Old and new.
Old and new. Digital exam is good. I would say the window for the digital exam is more like 165 years or so.
Yeah, the digital exam. Doctors weren't so anxious to put a finger up the keister until they understood
about
where cancer came from.
Find out what year the latex glove was invented, and I think we'll have our answer.
Ancient man could have been doing digital exams.
So. Yeah, but for different reasons.
1894.
Yeah.
What? 1894. There's 140 or so, 130.
1894. Yeah, okay.
That's about right.
Yeah, that seems about the digital. It's a smaller window than tablets, but it's still great.
Yeah. Anyway, my question for you guys, looking back from when I started hearing news from China about the outbreak, and it's starting to come to the U.S. And looking back, what could the administration have done differently with the knowledge that they had, you know, from when as news is starting to come from China that something's going on? What could the administration have done differently that, you know, not with hindsight, just with what they knew, in your opinion?
Well, I think limiting travel from China, quicker. Which they attempted to do.
Should have done quicker, yep.
Well, let's not forget, they did it fairly quickly.
Yeah, and they were called racist.
Everyone called them a racist.
Yeah, right.
So limiting travel. Other than that, start pushing a message, which is, hey, you need to start thinking about your health. You know what I mean? You need to start thinking about your weight. You need to start thinking about your activity. You need, you know, not shutting down gyms and beaches and stuff.
Just, horrible idea.
Horrible idea.
But that was the states and the counties.
Yep. Right.
I would argue we the real botch was the testing. That was the fumble. And the CDC was not set up. They made a huge mistake in insisting that all the testing went through them, and they were not set up to do that. As always, the best thing would have been to distribute it widely, do some sort of antigen testing in the home, let people test themselves. That should have been the policy. We could have literally sent out a test. We had the technology to send a test out to everybody in the country. We could have really seen where the virus was in real time, not with huge accuracy, but with a good deal of accuracy. That was a major botch, and that was the CDC. They made that botch.
I agree. All right, here's Fauci, an article from Fauci from April 2020, April 10th, 2020. Fauci, kids could get infected if Florida reopens schools. If you have a situation where you don't have a real good control over an outbreak and you allow children together, they will likely be infected. All right.
But that, guys, was when we still thought it was passed like influenza, which is passed on hands and by kids. That became clear by May that it was not the case.
He, as an expert, should have known that the hands wasn't a thing earlier than we did, and maybe he did. I don't know.
I didn't see any of that in the emails, but the fact that he was so against...
No, not just that he was familiar with the virus enough as an expert to know that that's not how it's passed.
I don't know how to answer that, but be that as it may, the argument against masks included attitudes like this, which is if the hands come to the face.
I'm just saying, what
way.
The fuck do we have experts for? I'm an expert at woodworking. I can tell you things. Yeah. I don't know. Put the chimney in the kids' room sideways. I'm not familiar with this stuff. I get it. It's not an apples to apples thing, but a little more accuracy with your expertise,
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. But I want to go back to Sam's question real quick. The other things that the government...
I'm just saying, like, he didn't know it wasn't passed this way. He didn't know this. He didn't know if that... Well, then why are we listening to you if you don't know all these things?
Within 2 months, they knew. They didn't know at the beginning.
This was
in that two-month window when they were still thinking it was influenza-like. That's what they were thinking.
Yeah, all right.
But anyway, the other thing is the big thing that
also, once schools opened in Florida, and they've been open for 6 months, could you adjust your thinking a little bit, Fauci?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing that I've been thinking lately is that so many people had opinions that needed to shut the F up. Shutting up would have been amazing. I really thought – I said that in February of 2020. I said the press needs to shut up. They're going to make this worse. And there was a lot of people that needed to be not listened to that were listened to. That's the biggest mistake of all, which is we listened to people who had never heard of these things before and now had massive opinions, strong opinions – that were swaying medical policy, they needed to shut up. And that is true to this day.
All right.
There's a lot of shut up, but here's something I'm not going to shut up about. That is LifeLock. Celebrate getting your COVID-19 vaccine, but don't post your vaccine card on social media. It contains personal information like name and birth date that criminals can then use to steal your identity. Think about that. Don't boast with the COVID-19 card. Or particularly QR codes and all that stuff that comes with it. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our lives at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals can harm your finances, credit, and reputation. Good things we have LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they so much as detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right. I'm going to be at the Buffalo Rose in Golden, Colorado, June 18th and 19th. And then there's shows everywhere, Anchorage and North Carolina and everywhere. So just go to adamcarolla.com and find out where those shows are. And also Pluto TV, channel 687. That's where our chassis channel is. Yes, Drew.
DrDrew.tv, DrDrew.com. Check out the family pods and the streaming shows there.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.